Simon Orchas Chaim Ois Kuf Beis. Al Taref Yodcha Liknas Tocha Chavar Nomen. Do not ever weaken in your resolve to find for yourself a Chavar Neman. Ushmor Yisra, once you get him, hold on to him. Val Tabdeyu, do not lose him. Like three of the Sharnas over here. Get him, watch him, don't lose him. Ki Taifu, because it's good for you. So, the Mishnah says, "Asel lecharav k'nei lechachaver." Have we done this? Kolam lechav sus. So the Belt says that what's the 3 points of the Mishnah? Is that so, Rebbe? You need to have a Rebbe. Asel lecharav. Ma'isa with Rebbe Naftali Amsterdam when he moved. So he moves to Yerushalayim. So his Rebbe is Rishal Solanter. So, Rousseau wasn't alive anymore. His mission is to say, look, Rabbi, you have to have a Rebbe. So he approached one of the Gilead of Shalim, who he was the same age, and asked him to be his Rebbe. He said, look, Rabbi, same mission, you have to have a Rabbi. Can look, Chavar, for a friend, you have to be kind to him. Right? Kenyan sounds like, you know, money, costs money. A Chavar costs money. Rebbe, you don't pay, but Chavar at least you have to pay. Right? Maybe that was called Machavsus, but if you don't adopt people Machavsus, forget it. You're not going to hold on to either of them. Nobody's perfect. Like, if you expect that this Chavar is going to be the perfect epitome of just fine meters all the time, it ain't going to work. If you're down in prison Machavsus, you realize that there's more to the picture, and maybe there's a reason why he's doing it, etc. So you'll be able to maintain him and keep him. So Kelech HaChavar, so the point number one in the Kenyan is that there's two ways to spend money on a Chavar or any relationship which is valuable to you. How much is it worth to you? So I had in the context of a marriage, I had a couple that he was an extremely savvy shopper. Like, you know, he's going to get the best deals and know where to go, etc. His wife would go to the store and just buy whatever they, you know. So she'd buy tomatoes at, you know, 60 cents more a pound than what he could get them for, you know. And it used to irk him just because, like, it was like a waste of money. So nobody likes, whether their wife or not, to come home and, you know, and to be interrogated about how much money you spent on your tomatoes. It's just not a way to endear yourself to somebody. And then the guy said, well, I worked, I didn't say anything. But she saw your displeasure. She can sense, like, you're disappointed in her shopping and taking skills. So I said to him, okay, how much money do you think you lose over the year by your wife's unsavvy shopping? So he put out a number, $500. He says, is your shoulder bias worth $500 to you? I said, yes. So then, you just spent $500 in Shalom Bayis. Stop. You already accepted the fact that you're willing to pay money on an esrog. So Chofetz Chaim writes this in one place. He writes in the Shmiras Halashon, he says, that the same way we spend money on mitzvahs, Shalom is a mitzvah. So I'm going to have a season with somebody, we're going to disagree about something, and you're going to go to Dittar, you know, the whole thing is about $50. You know what? Be mavater, you'll have Shalom. Ah, and money? You want to spend money? You want to spend money on an esrog? Tell you, you're gonna get your nice esrog is going to cost you $150, $200. Oh, I'll pay for it, you know. It's a beautiful esrog. Shalom is a beautiful esrog. That's the mashal that he says. So it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, the attitude that there are going to be things which are going you're going to accept up front, that they're worth it to maintain a relationship. Then when they happen, doesn't bother you so much because you're ready to sign in front and you're going to accept it. So that's how you're kind of cover. Not just financially, but everybody's milas are their chesronos. You have a person who's he's very organized and he gets things done and you really appreciate the fact that mamash he's on top of his game, etc., etc., etc. Sometimes his fastidiousness drives you crazy. It's the same meter. A person who's laid back, you know, he never gets upset about anything. We always forget to do whatever you ask him to do. It's the same midah. It's going to work out. It's not the end of the world. It's okay. You know, like, yeah, you know, tomorrow, mañana, you know, like, right? That attitude allows him to be very laid back. You know, he never gets upset. Whatever you do, you baffle him. Don't worry about it, Shmuley. It's okay. Yankel's okay. Beryl's okay. Oh, I gave it a shot. You know? But the guy's also not going to get things done. I mean, it's the same body. So you like his mindless, but you don't want his assertiveness. And so when guys, when they start dating, like, you know, so basically, there's a candy store. There's something called the candy store syndrome. Give a kid $10 and put him in a candy store, wherever you want. It's like paralyzing a human being, right? It's like giving me $1,000 and putting him in a sorum store. It's like you can't function. Like, what do I buy? You know, I want a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little of this, a little of that. So the guys, some people date like that also. I want a woman who's like, look at this, look at that. You know, like they have a list, like seven, they want this. Like 75 meters times, you know. She's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, essentially, you know. Do you know any human being which is like that? Rebbe's and so-and-so. You know, Rebbe's and so-and-so is 75 years old. She worked at us over the last 50 years. Yeah, Shkoya. This young woman is not that age yet. People's mothers are the chazrenis. So you have to make a decision. I had a guy going out that he was... he was a yekka, literally. And he just needed a masseur to get a house. He mentioned that he's looking for a very laid-back, relaxed wife. I said, I'm sorry, it doesn't come like that. If you want a woman who's going to be organized and the house will be neat and clean and put together, etc., you're going to have a wife who's going to get irritated when things aren't like that. That's the deal. Then you make a decision, which one you want more. But once you make the decision is made. You got to stick to it. You can't backpedal. Say, oh, but can't she be at least a little more? No, she can't. Can you be a little more? No, you can't either. So, like, you know, what do you want from her? So, part of it, in any relationship, the person you're relating to, because you feel that they have something which is valuable to you, you're accepting a package. That's the tenant you're putting into a chav, which means sometimes that guy is going to really drive you crazy. But you made a decision that what he has to offer you and what the value of the relationship and the friendship. You have a guy who makes stupid, corny jokes. Like, and it really sometimes, and he, at the most inopportune times, right? Like, but the Maisa, he is a person that, you know, he's reliable, he has a heart of gold. Whenever you need him, he's there. So, your decision. Do you want him or not? If you want them or not, you're going to have to accept the stupid, corny jokes. That's the deal. You know? So, Kehilat Chachavra, it doesn't necessarily only mean financially, which is, the Chofetz Chaim's point is that's a valid point as well. But it means you're investing in something. It's a relationship is an investment. The next step of an investment, so there's a fascinating study which they did in the stock market. They came with the following conclusion. I'm sure there's some exceptions, but if a person bought a stock, something which was on the stock exchange, and held it for 10 years, starting any year from the year 1900 to the year 2000, and the person bought it from 1901 till 1910, 1915 to 1925, the value of the stock went up. Everyone, unless the company bankrupted. Through the Great Depression, through the recessions, through everything, the value of the stock went up. But if you try and time the market, it's kefirlik. It goes up, it goes down, up, down, up. And you guys can have, like, you know, 10 heart attacks along the way. Ah, it's plummeting down. You got to sell. You know, like, hold on to the stock and the value will go up. Relationships are the exact same way. I had, you know, was dealing with somebody, very intense person, and like he tended to take his relationship. He had a relationship meter, like, you know, like you take your blood pressure. He would measure, like, you know, five times a day. You know, how his blood pressure is doing. He measured how his relationships are doing. I said, relationships are not a short-term thing. Their relationship will develop over time. There'll be good days, there'll be bad days, there'll be ups, there'll be downs. But the overall trend is going to be upwards if you're willing to invest in it. but you can't keep measuring how well it's going. It's the same problem you have with the guys, you know, the issue with Frumkeit is like, you know, how well am I doing about Hashem? Like, you know, it's also very, it's paralyzing, you know. I just did a terrible favor, like, you know, is your overall trends getting better or not? That's a Shema, that's a growth. Growth doesn't mean that you're perfect. Human beings are not perfect. The Russia was perfect. Human beings are not perfect. But if the overall flow is that you're getting better at dealing with something, the person has an anger issue, he's getting better at it. It doesn't mean he's never going to blow it. There's going to be times he's going to blow it and say, I'm such a failure, I never can get it right. You see, I blew up this time. Really? You're such a failure? Right? Over the last year and a half, you've cut down your reactions by 25%. That's growth. That's tremendous growth. But we tend to like focus on, in the moment, there's I forgot how the phrase goes. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, right? You know where that's from, even. Okay. I don't have to quote my knowledge of a certain klee, trefa klee that people have in their houses from the 1980s. But anyway, 1970s. So the Mishnah says, the next step is the Mishnah says, down the person l'chavschus. What does that mean? How do you down somebody l'chavschus? Right? It's 43. Okay, let's hold it here.